Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast, and I'm your host, Carl Fiadini. And we are podcasting on site at Ibis Images Studios, where food photography comes alive. Check out John Hernandez at ibisimages.com. I'm with my boy, co-host extraordinaire, Chef Jeff. Jeffrey Jefferson. Jefferson Starship. Whatever. Thomas Jefferson. I don't know.
The Jeffersons moving on up.
We co-host extraordinaire. So we did a cool thing the other day, right?
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Masters of the craft.
Yeah.
At the...
I didn't expect when we walked into that room, that spread and that whole getup that they did.
Yeah.
And it was funny, when you posted your stuff, a buddy of mine who is a chef and now... got into woodworking and he does a lot of, you know, cutting boards and tabletops and stuff like that. Chris Davely. Chris also judged at Masters of the Craft by his area.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, it's a thing.
It's a national thing.
So we happen to be, for all of you listeners, we were at the Gaylord Palms Convention Center, Resort and Convention Center in Orlando. And it's a behemoth property. Beautiful.
Like what? 2 zip codes, right?
Three zip codes.
It could have been.
Yeah, I feel like it. I mean, it took 16 hours to walk across the.
Everything in Orlando takes 16 hours to walk.
Yes. Well, I do want to thank Chef John and Chef Miguel for, you know,
their hospitality was amazing,
terrific, and it was such a spread. Wow, so good. And you know what? Those cooks did a great job. There's what eight
line cooks, mm-hmm. One of which, Wanda, because she stood out too to me, because what she said after when I said something to her, she goes, I worked for your Arby's for 7 years. This is the first time I put myself out there. She goes, I'll be ready for next year. And I'm like, you go. I mean, I love the tenacity. I love it.
You know, so that entire team, right? All eight,
their composure of, you know, for doing something. I think it was all their first times doing something like that. Mm-hmm. They were so calm and collected.
Yep.
You know, but they did a great job. I don't know what to say. John did. And you know, by the way, John, you did a great job on the photos too, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ibis Images in the house.
What I thought was really neat, because I mean, to paint the picture for everybody that's listening, here we go. We're supposed to be in one of the rooms of the convention center at the Gaylord Palms. And the doors open, we walk in, and they had these drink stations, and then they had these tables set up for, was it 6 to 7 bartenders were going to compete? And then they had a line of like this grocery, quote-unquote grocery store, with all the fixings they needed to do anything, the syrups for the bartenders and so on and so forth. And then that broke the room up by having the cooks on the other side, and they had 5 minutes to go shopping. The bartenders had 10 minutes to go shopping, and then the secret ingredient was unveiled as they went shopping, which was really kind of neat, because normally you get to know your the before you go to the pantry, you get to know what your secret ingredient is. They didn't do it that way. It was like mid time. And it was so cool because some of them.
But scallops?
Yeah.
For the secret. That's pretty cool.
You couldn't get better.
Seriously.
I mean, we're trying to think of something to do. And you were asking me, and I'm like, goldfish. You know, like Petrich Farms goldfish. And that would be the special ingredient, or like licorice.
I'm really glad they didn't suck. Do goldfish.
Right?
Yeah.
Poor Jonathan Rodriguez, who joined us. So everybody knows now, or will now, Jonathan is actually allergic to mushrooms. We found it out that day because they had several different species of mushrooms. And a lot of the cooks use those mushrooms. Some of the cooks, too, which stand out for me, both Carlos, the two Carloses, had bacon at their station but didn't use it.
Right. That's sinful.
Yeah. And then you had Nicole, who was front. She was trying to do stuff, and she ran out of fuel for her stove mid-time. Mm-hmm. Wanda's rice cooker or something, that didn't work, so she had to like shift midway. So she did a pasta as well. That's what we do. We like MacGyvers. It's what we always talk about. You hear when chefs get together and like, oh, we'll just figure it out. We'll do what we need to do. And that's what those chefs or those line cooks did. They figured it out. Tyler was just, I thought his fa was amazing. I love his just, you know, he was really shy at first, but you could see afterwards when we were talking, he really kind of, you know, it opened up, and it was, you know, you saw after the competition was over, you know, everyone had that, it's done.
I'm impressed that at your age, that you're like just recalling all of these names like that, right?
And
you don't even have any notes. I don't see unless
no.
you. No, I don't have. No,
you had Armin. He came in first.
Yeah. Adele.
Adele was first. Sorry, yeah. Armin came and was mm-hmm. doing some stuff too.
Man, I'm not too shabby
either. No, but you're what, 5 years younger than I am.
Five.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's probably like
48.
49.
Oh, you're 49.
Yeah.
Why do you look 16? No, I'm kidding.
It's I've been in the business a long time.
It was the drugs. It was the drugs.
No.
Mine's preservatives. That's what I tell people.
That's funny. Yeah, so I was really excited. That was a terrific experience.
But not only that, how about the crowd?
I know.
They had like bleachers. Like when I tell you they went all out, they had a camera people in there.
It was recorded, which I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pump it out on our channels when I get the actual video.
I think the best part of that entire day was when we had our first tasting, and then the judges that were doing the beverage didn't have anything to eat, and the one guy next to you screamed, "Pass that down."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had he had passed me
right.
the cocktail
the
first.
Plum, right, yeah. The plum cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I was obliged to return the camaraderie there, the neighborly gesture.
Yeah. And the two hosts were fantastic.
Yeah.
PJ and Chantel. They were fantastic. The energy in the room. And here's the thing.
Regional's coming up in August?
Yeah, something like that. And they said they were going to have it at the Gaylord Palms, mm-hmm. which is really cool. So everybody in the state of Florida that competed goes to the Gaylord Palms.
I'm just saying, we'll come back. It's cool.
Oh, my God, yes. In a heartbeat.
Yes.
what was great about for me looking at as a chef and somebody that was running different kitchens, I loved that idea because here's the thing. When they compete, they're putting themselves out there. But not only that, they're learning and what they can do. But that also grows the, like what John said, it's team building. And you can see where those and the level of people are at. Like when Wanda said, I'll be ready next year, I guarantee you next year she will be ready.
It's motivational.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how, it's a great experience for everyone involved because you got the family members and friends and everything that were in the bleachers and they're cheering you on. It's really, that's a great thing. Good job, Marriott.
Yeah, that and the other guy who did the steak and the scallops, Jordan, that was rocked. That succotash was like incredible.
Yeah.
Adele's scallop and the polenta. Wow.
Yeah, and he had the truffle. Wow.
Yeah. He put, it's like patchouli. You either love truffle oil or truffles, or you hate truffles.
Well, I mean, I'm in the love truffle category.
Yeah. My family hates when I do it with the, goat cheese and truffle. Not the grilled cheese and truffle oil on the bread.
Stop.
Yeah. We got to do that. What about a foie gras butter truffle grilled cheese sandwich?
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't have to twist your arm that hard.
No, that sounds terrific. That carpaccio thing you were telling me about earlier sounds really pretty badass too.
Yeah, we used to do that in La Cucina Toscana at the Bonaventure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd smear the goat cheese, cracked black pepper, and then roll it up in the beef tenderloin and then freeze it and then slice on the slicer. White truffle oil goes on, shaved parm. Mm. Crostini's made from scratch.
Yeah. Schmear it over here.
Right.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Mm. And I called Jonathan, by the way, the next day. He was golden, so.
Yeah. No, you told me.
Yeah.
I actually spoke with him. He reached out to me. We had some other business stuff to talk about.
Yeah. It was kind of weird because he sits on the board of Marriott and there he is judging. So.
I thought it was a great, Miguel, Chef Miguel. He says, hey, Carl, look, I got, this awesome, thing. I want you to be a judge. I said, yeah.
For food? Sure.
Yeah. You're going to feed me? Yeah, I'm there. But then he's like, I need two chefs. I'm like, done. I already told him who there was. So before I reached out to you and Jonathan, I already told him who will be there. I was like, well, I got Jonathan. And the Schlüsselmeister, they'll both be there.
Well, you know what? Also, who did us in completely phenomenal, new chef, new merch.
Yeah.
Which I'm wearing.
Victor.
Yeah.
And Jennifer.
Yep. Vargas. You want to tell everybody about the story?
So there I was, right? Minding my own business. And all of a sudden, they were coming at me.
Step by step.
Step by step. We placed an order with new chef. Apparently, you've worked with them in the past.
Yeah. Right. American Culinary Federation. Yeah, definitely. FACF, they've been there for years.
So, they were really great, placed the order. There was a timeline on that order.
Oh, big time.
And you know what? The, shipping was going to, bypass when we needed the,
shipping hit the fan.
The shipping, Good. Nice. So, anyway, I reached out to Jennifer and, she got Victor involved and you know what it, we needed the chef coat
Friday
or Saturday. Well, no, Friday. Cause I wasn't going to be
right.
Anyway, we needed it Friday and the competition was Monday. Long story short. So I actually got that first order yesterday. Right. But I called them and I said, hey, what's going on? The tracking says like next week. And they made a new one, overnighted it. It was beautiful. It got there. Obviously, you wore it to the event.
Mm-hmm.
And kudos and great, great job, new chef. You guys were fantastic.
Yeah. And then what's great about the jacket I'm wearing right now is the one we did order originally. So you guys can, you know, everybody on the that's listening in the podcast, and when we put out the videos or the pictures, you'll actually see the work they do. They do a phenomenal job.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah. The on air on the back was a great plus to it. It just really, you know, popped out, and Victor did a great job with the imaging. I hate it. It's like going, talking to Victor and John Hernandez is like every time I come over here, Victor and I talk, I end up like wasting a whole bunch of money, not wasting, but throwing a bunch of money away. So
yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, thanks, Victor. But I love the job you did on the Bacon Cartel shirt, and I've got a lot. I'm going to have to now reorganize because I got to put that out on merch. Mm-hmm. Too many people have asked about that.
I mean, I really, yeah, I dig these a lot. I want to kind of look through the catalog and see what we could do together. Maybe, you know, maybe there's some things.
Polo.
Yeah,
polo shorts.
Maybe there's some collaborations we can do together with them. And
you hear that, Victor?
Vic, you hear me? You hear what I'm saying?
Lucian, you hear that, Lucian?
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so we definitely have to make sure that happens.
Yeah. Well, big I could reach out, but, you know, let's do it. Make it happen. Somebody calling you? Busy guy, right?
Yeah. It's
we're not doing anything here.
It's the wife. Where are you still there? So I'll just shoot a text.
Sure. So anyway, the coat's amazing, right? So if you're in the industry and you're looking for, like high quality and terrific service, New Chef, check them out.
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, they took something that could have been a situation, and they literally just, you know, they bridged the gaps and made it happen. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. You know, when you have something go right, we don't talk about it. It's always the negative we always talk about.
Right.
You know, when you got to be balanced. So when somebody does something right for you, especially with what New Chef did, I mean, hello.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do a great job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes, and I'm not, we had a good picture of you too, John took.
Send it to me and I'll send it to Victor. I'll post it up on my social so they can utilize it too. Because he already tagged one, Victor reached out and said.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right, Vic, you hear this, right?
He trolls. We're doing here? He trolls.
We're plugging you, baby. We're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they got a good product.
What are we cooking next week?
You tell me.
I don't know. I want to move away from the hanger steaks. I want to get into, want to get into something else. I know we got brisket that we have on the board that we have to do.
Well, you also mentioned one today. That's why I'm kind of looking at you the way I'm looking at you.
Yeah. The tomahawk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Some Creekstone fam tomahawks.
Yes.
Some tammies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. With what Vicky just told us too. And I can't wait. She's got a 30, 40 pounder roaster. Yeah. I'm thinking get some bellies in that. Mm. Yeah. Do some bacon with the Creekstone tomahawk. Wrap that up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that has to happen. Goat cheese.
What the hell are we doing to ourselves? This is, it's scary, dangerous how amazing we're doing. Like, look what we're doing. We're getting all this beautiful product. You're cooking it up, John's photographing it. And I'm just kind of like making a connection. I'm connecting. I get to eat it.
Yeah.
I connect
you
everything.
You get the worst part.
Yeah.
Not.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we got the white claw today with
the cobbler.
With the cobbler. So that had the peach seltzer that they have from the vodka.
Mm-hmm.
We put that in the peach cobbler. That was yumminess.
That was a terrific add-on ingredient for that cobbler.
Right?
Yeah.
It just, I got to think.
How badass was that? Was the photo he took?
Oh, my God. Especially with how he does that little trick with the.
Yeah,
he's got water driplets or droplets.
Droplets with the trick and the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, as he's looking at his phone.
Yeah, he's
admiring his pictures.
Yeah, he's you know. I got to get bigger headphones for him.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, again, if you're out there and you're a chef and you're looking to figure out how to get your pictures to look so impressive for your social media or whatever, we've got a guy for you. This guy right to my left.
Ibis Images, food photography. Yeah.
There's, nothing more. And he's mobile and he'll come to you.
Mobile.
Yeah. And that's the key. And he's, you know what? He's pretty cool too.
He's kind of a...
Nice. He's a big deal.
I almost cursed three times.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. when the shipping hits the fan?
When the shipping hits the fan. John. Is he on?
Who?
John.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
He's not on. He's got his mic all the way down. So
he's got he's a Mr. Producer today, but no.
No.
Are you ready for... next week we got the JW Marriott. That's what we're doing on Friday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or is that going to be...
Restaurant recipes.
Restaurant recipes.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be great. And John's doing... he's going to do some portrait work for some of the chefs in there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Oh, I'm so excited. This is going to be so cool.
It's because there's more food for you to
eat. It's more food. Well, I mean... The basis of this whole, you know, food industry media thing.
You tell everyone, food. Right? You tell everyone you wanted to do something that was helpful and mm-hmm. showcase the industry. But we all know now behind the scenes, the real truth.
I want to showcase my belly, you know? that's what I'm showcasing. I walk around, it's far in front of me, you know?
Well, that's why I told you that you have to get Spanx today and mm-hmm. you forgot to wear them.
Yeah, I know. I'm uncomfortable right now. I'm physically uncomfortable. I definitely am. I had the meat sweats earlier.
Well, that could have been from yesterday.
Between yesterday and today, I know. I should go to the doctor straight from here. Just go get blood work done.
Cholesterol.
Oh my gosh. Oof. Yeah.
What is it? Crestor? Yeah, Crestor.
Something like that. I don't know.
Stop off at the pharmacy.
Yeah. All right, so next week we are doing J-Dub and we're going to do restaurant recipes, and that's with Chef Matt, and that's going to be, he's terrific in the kitchen. So I'm excited to see what he's going to kick out, and that's going to be fun. So probably in a couple of weeks, we'll get back over here to Ibis Images Studios, and we're going to cook up some good stuff. I'm going to have, you know what? I'll make sure. The next thing we're going to do is a Tommy. We're going to do a tomahawk.
All right.
Yeah.
We got this. Well, you won't, but John and Cindy are going to be coming over to the house. We're going to do a cookout and we're going to do some grilling. I'm kind of
pissed. I got to go down over there.
That's all right, dude.
Yeah.
So, you know, family's family, man. I understand that.
I know. So, I kind of rather.
If the weekend is the weekend. That's for them.
I'd rather go to the barbecue.
Sure. Well, yeah, there's going to be some food.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And almost all of it that Cindy can eat. I'll make sure of that. So.
Okay.
No cheese.
Yeah,
I think I can handle that.
You're okay, man. You do okay. You do good work.
I try.
All right, so this was a quickie. Just wanted to update. I just want to thank again Chef John, Chef Miguel from the Gaylord Palms in Orlando. They are amazing people, and we at Walkie Talk Media are very grateful for the opportunity to judge their Masters of the Craft cooking competition.
Oh, well, real quick. And yeah. Lewis, the guy that recognized me from the ACF, that was absolutely...
Very cool.
Yeah, so cool. So it's great to see him and great to meet all those other people that the cooks, and hopefully now they're going to be following us. So
yeah,
make sure you comment.
Yeah, man. People,
do it.
All right. John, you're amazing. Jeff, you're all right. Look, you
Smokey,
guys...
Smokey, you're the best.
We are out.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.